Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I guess we know one thing for sure. The safer barriers in NASCAR apparently work. Man. And we also know that the NASCAR cars can take a wicking and keep on ticking. Well, I don't think Ryan Newman was about to drive what was left of his off the track at Daytona, but at least all's well that ends well. Here we go, getting underway here on, let's see, what day is this again?
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
What's up?
Wednesday.
What's up?
Wednesday?
What's up?
Wednesday.
What's up?
No.
We're not doing that anymore.
We're not doing that bit anymore?
Absolutely not.
It's time to start the daily routine.
Showtime.
I kind of like that bit. Well, in any event, here we go, getting underway. It is the Hump Day Edition, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. In the air chair, yours truly, the president, not to mention dean, of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this afternoon. Grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. So, a big night tonight as the Democrats continue in their never-ending quest to narrow the field down to see who will be the designated victim of Donald John Trump this coming November. And joining me this afternoon to lead things off and preview the Nevada DNC debate is my pal Jenny Beth Martin. She is Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chairman. Jenny Beth, how in the world are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you back. I am looking forward to the debate. This is the ninth, I believe, ninth debate that the Democrats have had. This one actually could not be like a convention of owls where they're all just there saying, ooh, 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 all of them agreeing on everything. Tonight, I suspect that Mini Mike is going to feel like Custer and the other people on the stage are the Indians.
You probably are right about that. He certainly has spent so much money that I think that it's got to make him feel like he's going into this debate with an advantage. I think it's upwards of $400 million at this point that he's spent. He's spending $1 million a day just on Facebook advertising.
Wow. $1 million a day on Facebook?
Yes, and then he's got Instagram influencers and the Google products to advertise on and radio and television, and he has employees on the ground. His money that he's pouring into this race is enormous, especially for a primary for a party that claims to hate billionaires.
How true. You know, they are, after all, Jenny Beth, the party of diversity. Except when it comes to their presidential candidates, who all are old white millionaires who they claim to hate.
Right, exactly. And Mike Bloomberg has had comments that are overtly racist.
Oh, boy.
I've seen some of the comments, and I just keep thinking maybe they're completely out of context, and this is just hit pieces on him.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I'm thinking if any Republican were making these comments, the Democrat Party would be all over the Republican person. So they seem to be quite hypocritical in who they're going to whoever it may be who's going to be their nominee.
I find it interesting, to say the least, Jenny Beth, that here we are on the eve of the Nevada Democrat presidential primary debate, and poof, like that, the guy who is the official financier of the 2020 DNC Club magically happens to qualify at the 11th hour thanks to an NBC poll. What a happy coincidence for Mini Mike.
You know, I didn't think of it the way that you just described it until you said that. I just kept thinking, you know, it's very nice that they've modified the rules yet again, and this time it gives him the advantage. I never considered it, though, the way that you're describing it and who conducted the poll.
Yeah.
It is quite an advantage for him and quite a coincidence for him. And I wonder what the other candidates who no longer are in the race think about this. And whether they're okay with it. I keep thinking if I were in Kamala Harris's shoes or Cory Booker's shoes, I probably would have some questions about Mike Bloomberg.
Yeah, how come they suddenly were able to bend the debate rules to the benefit of Mike Bloomberg, and yet they were unwilling to do that? Well, I guess Andrew Yang made out okay, because I saw today he has been now hired to join Andy McCabe and other distinguished individuals as a commentator, as a pundit on CNN. So at least he came away with a job out of this.
Right, exactly. I saw that as well, and I was thinking that it's a perfect place for a perfect network for him.
Yeah, you bet.
And his socialist and radical thinking. But the fact is, you know, no matter who the nominee winds up being, no matter how the debate goes tonight and who the nominee ultimately is for the Democrat Party, we're dealing with, it will be a radical leftist who they nominate. There are no moderates. Mike Bloomberg is trying to pretend that he's a moderate. He's just a appealing to the least rabidly, radically left of the base and of the voters. But they all want to infringe on our Second Amendment rights. They want to increase taxes. They want to increase government spending, including on the Green New Deal. They want Medicare for all, which means government-controlled, single-payer health care. We're not going to have a relationship with our doctor. We'll have a relationship with the government, who will have the relationship with our doctor. They're in favor of all of those. And don't forget, they want to grant amnesty for people who've entered the country illegally.
Right.
And in that first debate in Miami, they raised their hand and said that every candidate raised their hand and said they were in favor of taxpayer-funded health care for healthcare benefits for illegal immigrants.
It's their entire platform is just so far removed from the reality of the American electorate. It's staggering. You know, it's funny, Jenny Beth, you mentioned moderates in the Democrat field. I thought that was the role that creepy Uncle Joe Biden, the hair sniffer, was supposed to be playing. And look what's happened to him in large measure. By virtue of his own mouth, every time he opens it, he sticks his foot in it. But Biden is now in danger of being replaced as the gaffer du jour by Bloomberg. His comments the other day about farmers lacking the gray matter to be able to live in a high tech world, and his comments you referenced remarks that are attributed to him, and he's on tape saying it, so we know it's true, talking about stop and frisk in New York when he was mayor there, take 18 to 29-year-old black guys and toss them up against the wall. How does all this coincide with the rest of the Democrats' loony platform?
It doesn't. There are things about it that just simply don't coincide. But the fact is, this is a man. Michael Bloomberg is a man who was a Republican before he was a Democrat. He
right.
was for stop and frisk before he was against it. He made racist comments before he apologized for making racist comments. He's just a flip-flopper. There's nothing consistent about him. The consistent thing is that he's made a lot of money. He has no problem making money. He has no problem spending money to try to buy the presidency, and he's going to micromanage our lives if he's elected, because he thinks he knows best. He thinks he knows how to farm. He thinks he knows what size soft drink we should have.
Right.
And he has this elitist attitude to people like the farmers who you mentioned, the regular everyday man and woman in this country, even to minorities. He has an elitist attitude towards all of them.
Yeah,
and
he does.
Do we need that? I would prefer to have my freedom. And even if I make mistakes because I am exercising my freedom, I'd rather have that than someone like Michael Bloomberg telling me how I have to live every aspect of my life.
I never thought I would find myself agreeing with something that crazy commie Bernie said, but I actually did when earlier this week he referred to a Bloomberg as an oligarch. I think that's an apt description.
I think that it is, and I also am very, I would want to know, and I don't know this, but it certainly makes me wonder about him as he continues to get more attention. How much money has he made from crony government deals and from special benefits that benefit and rig the system towards him? I don't know the answer to that, but it's something that I'm sure people are going to wind up investigating.
Yeah.
I don't agree with Bernie Sanders' policies. I don't think that people can argue that Bernie Sanders has not been consistent and that he is not authentic in who he claims to be.
That's true.
I don't like the direction that he has for America. I think he also has tapped into something that Donald Trump has tapped into, that the Tea Party tapped into. There's this unrest and anger mm-hmm. among many people in this country towards elitists like Michael Bloomberg and people in Washington, D.C. and the Beltway establishment who think they know better than all the rest of us what we need to do with our lives. And yet at the same time, they want us to work really hard and to take our taxpayer money and pay them to rule our lives.
Yeah, it's going to be a stark contrast between President Trump and whomever the Democrats select as their designated victim in November. Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny Beth has been around these things a long time, back to the Tea Party days. In fact, she is a Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chairman. Jenny Beth, always a pleasure to have you on, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. Good to have you here. 18 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Right back with more on Mini Mike and the upcoming Democrat debate tonight. And then next hour, I'm joined by Dave Schwartz. It's Wednesday, and at 4, he's with me right after the news from the Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. He'll update us on what the good old boys in Columbia are up to now. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 324 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line 71307. Let me quickly get caught up here. Here it is in a nutshell. Trump taps the positives. Bernie taps the negatives. Bobby, Trump should nickname Mini Mike Doomberg 16 ounce. Right. After the limitation on the size of a soft drink you should be able to buy when he was mayor of New York. Bobby, Doomberg absolutely terrifies me. With $60 billion, you can literally buy anyone or anything you want, anything. $400 million on ads, a lot of money to you and me, but absolutely nothing to him. He could spend several billion stealing the presidency and never even feel it. I fear he and that idiot Tom Steyer will eventually throw billions of dollars behind the Democrat nominee. God help us. From Gary in TR. Bob, listening to the story yesterday about the mega churches made me feel sad. I belong to a church, the Seventh-day Adventist Church. If you haven't heard of us, a couple of famous names would be Dr. Ben Carson and Desmond Doss. Our system is a general conference where all the tithing goes, and it pays the pastor's salary. So the pastor of a little church and the pastor of a big church get paid the same. The only variable being the cost of living where they live. It prevents a lot of things, prevents a lot of this kind of thing. Yeah, I would agree. More on that is coming up a little bit later in the program as well, by the way. Bobby, I expect tonight to be particularly bloody for Mini Mike. The knives are going to come out. He'll need a transfusion by the end of the debate. Jim and Easley. Bob, always listening for the woo in your opening tune. Love it. Oh, you mean this one?
Hoo-ah!
There you go. Bobby, I'm not watching the debate tonight. I'll be too busy going back and forth with AEW and WWE next. Because wrestling's less phony than the commiecrats. I would say that is probably correct. Okay, yeah, speaking of Doomberg, wait a second. Yeah, here we go. He has managed to step in it on more than one occasion recently. First of all, his comments that have surfaced that he made 4 years ago, 2016, shortly after the election, the current presidential candidate thought it best to say belittling things about farmers and those in the manufacturing industry because, of course, Bloomberg, you see, is so much smarter than everybody else. That's how he made so much money. You know, he has more gray matter. Listen to Doomberg talking about people who farm and those in manufacturing.
And we could teach processes. I could teach anybody, even people in this room, so no offense intended, to be a farmer. It's a process. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top, add water, up comes the corn. Then we had 300, you could learn that.
Yeah.
Then
he really thinks it's that easy. What an idiot. But, you know, these guys, they think they're the smartest guy in the room.
Then you have 300 years of the industrial society. You put the piece of metal on the lathe, you turn the crank and the direction of the arrow, and you can have a job. And we created a lot of jobs. 1.1 98% of the world worked in agriculture. Today, it's 2% in the United States. Now comes the information economy. And the information economy is fundamentally different because it's built around replacing people with technology. And the skill sets that you have to learn are how to think and analyze. And that is a whole degree level different. You have to have a different skill set. You have to have a lot more gray matter.
A lot more gray matter. Has this guy ever been anywhere near a farm? Has he ever seen the huge pieces of farm equipment that are all computerized? Does he have any idea how farmers have to be pretty much their own meteorologist? How they have to analyze the soil? All of the things that go into farming, modern farming, 21st century, 2020 farming, he thinks that doesn't take any gray matter? What an elitist, arrogant jerk is Mike Doomburg. And that's not all. I mean, stories are starting to surface now about Doomburg and the way he's run his businesses. We know one thing, he loves China and the money the Chi-Coms contribute to his businesses. More on that and a lot more still to come here on the Bobby Mac Show. 3:29, Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Hump Day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
You betcha. 3:37 now, 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let me quickly get caught up with the text line. Bunch of people reacting to Mini Mike Doomburg. Where do I need to pick it up? Yeah, here we go. Maybe Bobby, tell little Mikey, give me a couple $1 million and I'll vote for him. He'd probably be willing to do it. He's probably got it on him. Bobby Mack, some people believe Bloomberg has already bought off all the other candidates. Yeah, I'm sure that creepy commie Bernie could use another house. He's only got 3, including the one that he bought with Hillary's money from the DNC. Nice little wake house, you know. Bobby Bloomberg is the arrogant, smarmy, racist, misogynist, homophobic, and callous billionaire that the left accuses President Trump of being. I believe the word for them is hypocritical. Yeah, you look up hypocritical in the dictionary and you see the DNC logo there. Bob, so farmers and machinists are stupid, huh? I guess Bloomberg has never heard of Texas Agricultural and Mechanical, Texas A&M. It's a university, Mini Mike. Yeah, I have thought about this. Texter says, Bob, just think what Bloomberg could do with that money he's throwing away on political ads. Steyer as well. Homelessness, schooling. Bob, maybe somebody should explain to Minnie Mike, our greatest president, George Washington, was a farmer. Sent with a gentle effect. Bob, I wonder how much all that extra gray matter will help him when he is starving to death. Hey, Bob, come on. You know, you just copy and paste some financial data, overcharge people for it, and poof, you can be a billionaire like Doomberg. Idiot. Farm? He probably can't read a tape measure. What a jerk. Bob takes pretty good gray matter to be a machinist as well. Well, we'll find out. We happen to have one on the line. That is Skip, who is in Simpsonville. Well, not actually a machinist. I think Skip is a you're a tool maker, Skip. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes, sir. I am a machinist, and I am considered a tool maker. I've got 25 years in the industry. I've got an associate degree from, the University of 291 over there.
Gotcha.
You know, I work in the plastics injection molding industry. If you look around your car, or around your desk, anything plastic has to have a mold. We actually build the steel mold that produces a gazillion plastic parts. And the tolerances that we deal with on a daily basis, if you pulled a hair off of your head, that would be about 0.005 of an inch thick, 0.005. And if you took that said hair and split it up 10 ways, one of those will be the kind of tolerances that we deal with on a daily basis.
That is a pretty fine tolerance, I'm thinking.
It is, and that is a drop in the bucket compared to what NASA and some of the contractors that work for Boeing that they deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
you know,
he's barking up the wrong tree, Bob.
Yeah, and it constantly stupefies me that guys that are ostensibly so smart, made so much money, have the audacity to denigrate other, whether you make your living with your hands or with your brain or with a combination of the two, who died and left this guy in charge?
That's exactly right. And I don't want him to be in charge.
No, God forbid. God forbid. Skip, thank you.
Bob.
Thank you for what you do. And thanks for the call today. Ken is next up. Ken is in Fountain Inn. Hi, Ken, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, I saw the comment on Facebook about Bloomberg saying something about the farmers. He goes, "Watch me milk this cow." Well, it's a bull. And then my great-grandfather farmed with a horse and a plow.
Yep. My granddad, too. My granddad did, too. My grandfather, Virgil, in Albemarle, North Carolina, walked behind a plow.
He'd get up before the roosters. He'd whistle, and the horse would come down from the field.
Mm-hmm.
Great big Belgium, the biggest horse you'd ever seen. He'd hook up the plow with that, and he'd plow. And my great-grandmother would make us sandwiches so we could take them to my great-grandfather in the field when we were visiting him, you know.
Right.
And he plowed almost up to the day he died. He passed away in 82. He plowed all the way up to 1982.
Well, wait a second, though, Ken. You know, Doomberg said that he could teach the elitist in that room with him, as brilliant as they are, he could teach them to be farmers. He said, you know, you get a shovel and you go out and you dig a hole. You pull up some dirt. You drop a seed in it. Put the dirt back over it. Put a little water on it. In fact, now that I think about it, I don't know that he even mentioned the water. And then you got corn.
Yeah, I didn't say the water.
What could be easier, Ken? What could be easier than the way Bloomberg describes it?
No. And then at the end of the day, we would go mend the fences.
Right.
Make sure the cattle and all that would stay in. And yeah, it was because when we were visiting, that's what we would do. Well, you know, our great grandparents, we'd go mend the fences and take care of the cattle and all that stuff. And I said, "Oh, Grandpa, we'll buy you a tractor when we get older." You know, no, can't come. You know,
I wonder if I wonder, Ken, if Minnie Mike Doomberg has ever heard the expression about working from can't see to can't see.
Yeah, He did that. He actually would do that.
And I guarantee you, there are farmers out there right now that are doing that today as well. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate the call. Yeah, my granddad Virgil, I used to go when we would visit down in Albemarle and go look at all the tools at the barn. You know, I was, I don't know, 5-6 years old. I was fascinated with all those tools. You know, I remember there was a scene in, you remember the movie Twister? And all the tools in the barn are flying around. And the girl, and I don't remember who the actress was. Anyway, yeah, thank you, Moneypenny. Helen Hunt supposedly had been traumatized by a tornado when she grew up on a farm. And she's seeing all these, you know, tools in the barn swaying back and forth and flying all around. And she says, you know, who are these people? What do they do? And she grew up on a farm? She must have been Bloomberg's daughter. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more. And I'm going to get into this business and share some. We posted the story that I talked about yesterday on the program about this huge retirement payout set up for Ron Carpenter from Redemption Church. We posted it on our Facebook page, and boy, did it get a reaction. That and more is on the way here on the Bobby Mac Show on Hump Day.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, this is maybe the best news of the day in on the text line. And we mentioned this earlier. Bob, NASCAR's Ryan Newman, just released from the hospital, walked out with his children. Praise the Lord. He had a bunch of angels right. I know there's only one seat in a NASCAR racer, but he had plenty of angels occupying that cockpit with him. Bobby, what do you think the odds are the Democrat Party already have their ballots filled out and are ready for counting ahead of the Nevada primary? They want Doomberg to win, so nothing is off the table with those crooks. From Tom in Simpsonville, love your show. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. Bobby, Bloomberg forgot to put the fish in the hole with the seed. Isn't that the way the Indians taught the Pilgrims how to farm? From Phil in Greenville. Wait a minute, Bobby. I thought rain makes corn, and corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes me feel a little frisky. There you go. Bobby, the most intelligent person I ever met was my dad, who was a farmer. He had more gray matter than Bloomberg could ever think about having. Bobby, you know, being a machinist can be a very dangerous career. A careless or ignorant individual usually can get fatally wounded. Therefore, I say Bloomberg for mechanic. Bobby, he's the richest moron I've ever seen. Hi, Bobby Mack. I'm from Western Nebraska. I guarantee you that forced irrigation is way over Doomberg's head, too. What's next? And who's next? Brick and stonemasons? Are you going to go after them? Bob, speaking of tolerances, as the caller was, does Doomberg even know what tolerances are? In either definition. Bob, so if this is the way Bloomberg feels about farmers and machinists, that they have simple jobs, what does he think about law enforcement and our military? Bob, I think Doomberg just made a 49% Romney remark. There you go. A texter says, gray matter missing, Mike. Sure, tell Bloomberg, give me $10,000 to vote for him. I'll take the cash and vote for Trump anyway. Bob, now that Bernie is in the lead, instead of calling it the DNC, do we need to call it the SNC? Yeah, the Socialist National Committee. To the phones we go. Faye joins us next. She is in Boiling Springs. Hello, Faye, and welcome to the program.
Hi. What I'm calling about, of course, is Minnie Mike.
Yes.
And no, tonight he will not get really hardball questions from the panel. And no, he will not be hit that hard from the candidates because they know he can financially make or break them or ruin them.
Maybe as a texter suggested, Faye has already, how should I phrase this, taken steps to ensure that they softball him.
Oh, I know they're going to softball him. That's why I don't even listen to it.
Hey, is that Murphy in the background there, Faye, that I heard barking?
No, that's my Roxy.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe
she
it was.
She guards everything.
We're still looking for Murphy. I thought it might have been Murph.
No, but you want her. She's a good Murphy.
Oh,
I got my
hands full with Miss Megan, our little Westie.
Well, she's a red hound and a basset mix.
Wow, now,
that is a combination.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. She's got the stubborn, but anyway, no, he's already. You know, he could financially ruin them even after they get out of the thing.
Yeah, with
if
what
they really mess with him too much.
Yeah, with the money he has in his pocket, right. Let alone, you know, going to the bank. he's got plenty on him.
Right. Like I said, they're not going to hardball him at all.
Now, here's the question.
They're not going to hardball any of them.
Here's the question of the night, though, Faye. You know, Minnie Mike is, pardon me, still battling this cold a little bit. You know, Minnie Mike is somewhat vertically challenged, right?
Well, I am too, but
well, me
I
too.
Don't use it.
Me too. And he is in the past stood on a box behind the podium. Now that could be a bit embarrassing because President Trump has already called him out on it. So the question tonight is: Is he going to arrange something high tech, like in the movies? You know, where Superman flies in. Yeah, he's going to have some kind of wire harness or something. Where he'll be hauled up to the...
No, they're going
to
have behind his platform a little lever that will raise him up.
Ah, gotcha. And it'll be...
Where no one can see. And they're going to fix it where nobody can see behind that podium. I am truly cynical.
Yeah.
I'm truly so...
Well, hey, listen, you came to the right place, Faye.
Well, I'm just so tired of, you know, the anti-Trumpers. You say, well, what is he racist about? Name something.
Yeah. Yeah.
They go off on a tangent. Well, he's a whatever. They won't say what it is they're mad about.
No.
They're just mad. And, you know, give me a reason why you're mad.
Well, just show them the picture of the Justice Brothers, Reverend Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, presenting Private Citizen Donald Trump with a Man of the Year award from the NAACP. So, it was after that, I guess, that Trump became a virulent racist, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I guess.
Must
but
have
I,
been.
You know, I don't isolate myself, but I just don't have time for all the crap that goes on around.
Yeah. No, you're right, Faith. You're right.
I love Rush. I love Rush. I love you. I love Tara. I like, what's this guy's? Between 10 and 12. I like him.
Vince.
But
right.
I'm so tired of the repetition of the same old thing, regurgitated. Fox and Friends is just as bad.
Yep.
All the rest of that's all it is, all day long. You know what I watch now? Cartoons. I figure I can get a better education.
Could be, Faye. Could be. Thanks for the call, hon. Hour number two is on the way. Dave Schwartz and Freedom Action Network is right around the corner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.